You do get angry about people doing stuff in the cinemas that they shouldn't. You'd get angry at me, and the Apple is rumoured to be adding a very controversial feature to the iPhone, and the man that knows everything about everything when it comes to anything tech is the gorgeous Andy Wells from techdaily.com.au. Hello, love.
Hello, I've been called many things, but never gorgeous.
Well, I don't. I'm sort of lying when I say that because I don't even know what you look like.
I'll send you a photo.
Yeah, mate, we're all hot on radio today. Brought out a website.
Please don't.
So, what have they done? What have they done that's going to calm Bobby's farm?
Is it true though? Because I don't want it to be true, Andy.
Well, yeah, there's been a few different bit of speculation around this. Some people thought it was going to be something that basically, when you walked into a cinema, it was GPS based, and your iPhone would basically effectively shut down, so that you couldn't bug people. I hate that too.
Oh, what a great idea!
No, I disagree. Love that. I disagree.
However, yeah, in the latest operating system coming out around September this year, it's more likely to be something where it's basically a new mode called theater mode, where basically it would cut down the ambient light from the screen, which is the most probably annoying thing about phones in cinemas.
Yes.
So it would change all of the colours to really dark grey.
Yeah.
And it would silence all notifications.
Cool. Well, that's okay.
Well, no, so people could still dully have their iPhone pressed to their faces so they could barely see the screen. And come on, give us a switch-off button, mate. What about a switch-off button for mothers at a dinner table that can switch off all the phones of the children around them so they have to look up and do stuff like that?
Exactly. But, you know, actually, I know this is coming in the latest update in September, but, Bob, I'm not sure if it's going to work for your iPhone 4, though.
Yeah. He's actually got a Nokia 320.
It's a diesel one as well.
Do you know what?
It's interesting, though, because you can pretty much already do this on your phone. If you go into the settings or that control center shortcut, you can switch to do not disturb mode, use flight mode, so no one's going to ring you. You can change the brightness settings already, or actually what I prefer is you just turn your phone off, put it in your pocket.
Andy, there's also that great bedtime mode, which, because they say that the reason why our bodies are staying awake so late is because we're looking on the iPhone and the screen is so bright and our circadian rhythms are being thrown by that because we think it's daylight when we're lying in bed at 8 o'clock at night and our bodies can't go to sleep. So you can set the bedtime mode, right, so that it your phone automatically at whatever time you want switches to a very, what colour it is? It's like an orange.
It's like a daylight white.
Dusk. So it goes dark.
Guys, I don't think Bob's iPhone has circadian rhythms, as it turns out. But now, what about in cars? Can they get one until your car will switch your phone off? That should be other ways.
Yeah,
there's actually
idea.
A really good app you can get that goes in your car, and it comes with a little black box as well, and it's designed to stop like P-platers and company vehicles phones being used inappropriately in cars.
I think that's actually a really good idea. You know those ads? It can wait, mate. You know, because you do. You see people on their phones all the time, and it's so dangerous. Yeah. And it's so tempting because it flashes and you go, oh, that's a Tinder thing. What's going on over there? And you look over and next minute you're having a car accident.
Great idea, Andy. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Bianca, they do that little thing in the cinemas just before the movie starts. You know what they do, that little thing?
Yeah, that...
Shh. 16 to 7 at 97.3.
Bob goes to movies to watch one big screen up the front and see anyone who wants to see.
Now, if we can do something about people eating in the cinema.